Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. What's new at the Mormon Channel this week? We have a new episode of Teaching No Greater Call. This is part two of Counseling Together, which aired last week. And this episode is about how teaching and learning are like counseling together. This episode features Brother Russell T. Osgathorpe, who is the Sunday School General President, who will talk with Carl and Amy White from the Sunday School General Board. And this premieres tomorrow, Thursday, at 11 a.m. We've also posted several episodes of The District on our website. This first aired on BYU TV, and The District goes inside the life of LDS missionaries in an unscripted, actorless documentary that follows eight missionaries, male and female, serving in San Diego, California. So be sure to check out our website to see the latest episodes that we've posted. Have you ever stopped and listened or reflected after a young child has given a prayer? Seeing a child pray can be one of the sweetest moments in life. Watching them do what their parents have instructed them, folding their arms and bowing their heads to pray. Their prayers can be super funny, like one last week at church where one of the purest, sweetest girls said to bless that after church they could have lots and lots of fun. It was a really sweet prayer. It also seems like the prayer of a child can be particularly powerful. Maybe it's their innocence or purity that seems to really access the true power of heaven. We want to share with you a story today about a mother who taught her children to pray. Here's the story from Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, who is the primary general president, and it's from a talk she gave in General Conference, October 2010, entitled Stay on the Path. Here's the story in her own words.
Shannon, a young mother, did not expect that she would teach her children the power of prayer when they piled into their van to drive to their home just 40 minutes away. There was no storm when they left their grandmother's home, but as they began to drive through the canyon, the light snow turned into a blizzard. The van began sliding on the surface of the road, and soon visibility was near zero. The two youngest children could sense the stress of the situation and began to cry. Shannon said to the older children, Heidi and Thomas, ages 8 and 6, "You need to pray. We need Heavenly Father's help to get home safely. Pray that we will not get stuck and that we will not slide off the road." Her hand shook as she steered the car, yet she could hear the whisper of little prayers repeatedly coming from the back seat. "Heavenly Father, please help us to get home safely. Please help us so we will not slide off the road." In time, the prayers calmed the two little ones, and they stopped their crying just as they learned that a road closure prevented them from driving any farther. Cautiously, they turned around and found a motel for the night. Once in the motel, they knelt down and thanked Heavenly Father for their safety. That night, a mother taught her children the power of holding true to prayer.
What's interesting about this story is that even though we don't know the history of the story, it's apparent that this mother taught her children to pray before the moment of crisis arose. The amount of influence that parents can have on their children is enormous, and it can bless both lives, the parents and the children. As is evidenced in this story, the children prayed, but it blessed all of them, including the mother. You just never know when the things that you teach your own children or those around you will come back and turn around and be a blessing in your own life. That's the message we want to share with you today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we want to leave you with is very fitting. It's entitled Prayers in a Car, and it's featuring Sherry Call. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
I was in a car miles from home at a store just down the street. And I was getting restless, 'cause nothing seemed to happen when she turned the key. That's when she turned to look at me. She said, "Darling, we can get home soon, but there's only one way that can be." And there was no place to kneel, but she knew that God would hear if we closed our eyes and said a prayer. And no sooner was it done when the engine turned right over. That's when I learned His love is never far. In that car, 15 years later, driving home from work when I got turned around. And I started feeling restless when I found myself on the wrong side of town. That's when a prayer came to my mind. And I told my father all about my day until I started seeing familiar signs. And I couldn't close my eyes, but I told him of my home. And somehow he led me safely there. In the middle of the night, on unfamiliar highways, I knew his love never far. He heard my prayers in a car. I can't count the times when I would just get in that car and drive, trying to sort things out or just forget some pair of deep blue eyes. And I pulled to side to whisper prayers while cars sped past. For a moment, those tinted windows were stained glass. And I'm pretty sure that God is no respecter of the makes and models of cars where people pray. They could be Volkswagens, 18-wheelers, or Chevrolets. 'Cause every time His children are in need, He will hear the words they whisper, no matter where they might be. And every chance I get, I will try to show my honor by getting on my knees every time I pray. But even when I can't, my heart still cries out, and I know His love is never far. He's heard